calling all the real dads out there. This is for you.
This is a podcast called Dad Pants.
There comes a time when you have to take off your kiddie pants
and put on your dad pants.
The word dad. What does it mean? Well, it means you're responsible for one or more humans that have been brought into the world. It means you are a father. Being a father. What does that mean? Well, it means you have a child you need to look after, you idiot. I thought that was clear from the last paragraph. Pants. What does that mean? I think we're taking the definition of things a little far now. If you don't know what a dad is or what pants are, it's a surprise you figured out how to play a podcast, to be honest. But let me start by introducing Monty. Monty is 35. He works in media. He's married to his wife, Lindsay, and they are having their very first child soon. Hello, Monty.
Hey, man. How you going?
Look, I'm going good because I'm recording a podcast and that's fun.
Yeah, it sure is, except for those poor people who don't know what dads and pants are and can't listen to podcasts.
Well, who cares about them?
Hey, can I just ask you a bit about your definitions there?
Yes.
I think that I am still, I don't have a baby yet, but I'm a father to my dogs.
I suppose so. So what do you would like those definitions changed up top?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a human.
But why do they call them owners then instead of parents?
I think that's old nomenclature.
Are you being serious now?
No, I'm not being serious, but in this work world you could be, eh?
Listen.
Just
because you put little kind of neckerchiefs on your dogs.
I do.
Doesn't mean that they're kind of more human and therefore you're a father. It just means you've put some cloth on a dog.
You know what it does? It does bring me to an interesting question I have for you. What's the difference between a father and a dad?
Well, that's what we're going to explore throughout the course of this podcast, I think. So being a father, I guess, technically means you have a child.
Yeah,
but being a dad, there's a real essence.
And it feels more like you're actively being a dad. A father is just something that's happened.
Something you are?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Whereas being a dad is something you do.
Yeah,
yeah, very good. Yeah. All right.
I like that. That's a good.
As you said,
this will be every week we'll be working on how to get this definition down. And
yeah, yeah, but that's a good start. That means we're thinking already.
Yeah.
So anything you'd like to add to that description of yourself I just gave a moment ago? Let the people know who you are.
Yeah. No, I am 35, like Stu said.
Don't go over what I said. Give us something new.
Okay. I'm not 36.
Yeah.
Stu didn't mention that, but he should have. I work in media. I work with Stu. We saw that I was having a baby and decided we would get together and talk about it because he's already had a baby. And, you know, we've got some other people who've had babies.
Yeah.
And we want to talk to them about babies.
It's some time ago now for me, but we'll get to that. I'm married and I have two sons. So the oldest of those sons, Owen, is actually a stepson. So he was two when I started seeing Michelle, who's now my wife. And there's a lot I'm sure we can spend some time on the topic of step-parenting.
Yeah, can I say that that adds an extra element that's perfect for
this
podcast? Yeah,
absolutely.
That's exactly what we need because that's a different type of dad.
Yeah, a harder type of dad, I might say.
I can only imagine. Yeah, yeah.
My other son, Dylan's biologically mine with Michelle, and he's turning 10 this year, so I've got a decade of experience here too.
Yeah, cool.
Parenting experience I can bring to you, my friend. I'm pointing to you, Monty.
Yep.
But also vaguely pointing in the direction of the listeners as well.
He pointed at the mic, which I assume is kind of our kind of stand-in listener.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It stands
like that's why I'm talking to the mic.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you at home. Well, that's great. I'm excited because I have not been a dad yet. But that being said, am I a father now?
Are we asking too many questions too early?
Yeah.
That maybe don't have answers yet.
And also that asking about the father now is probably bringing in the pro-life debate, which I don't want to do.
That's not the point of this podcast yet.
Oh.
So it's been created to help guide Monty through this experience, but also to celebrate the concept of dadness, which we said earlier. Now, there are a lot of good things associated with being a dad, and we're going to flush them out and give them a right good bloody looking at.
And can I give you a kind of vibe of what I'm thinking? we've discussed this a bit, and I think it's going to go from you helping me with the concept of, you know, teaching right and wrong to a child to the idea of buying a good pair of dad comfy shoes for work in the lawn on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, I think we're going for the full range of dadness.
It's all of that. Yeah. It's all of that. Because, yeah, like we've defined up top, we don't just want to be fathers, we want to be dads.
Yes, yeah. Indeed. Well, do you want to be a dad or is it just thrust upon you?
Well, we said you fatherhood's thrust upon you because
but dad is something you do.
You've either gained a child by some means or, you know, copulated with somebody.
Gained a child by extortion, maybe.
Yeah, but you may be at this point thinking, why do I want to listen to a couple of media wankers showing off how good they are at parenting, right? But let's get one thing straight. We're not starting this because
we're any good at parenting.
I think I'm some sort of amazing parent. I know I've got things I do well and some things that need improving. Some days you're on fire as a parent and some days you would love to do over. And maybe that's a little discussion topic to start with. It took me a while to learn this, but here's a big lesson.
You can do over days?
Yeah, Bill Murray is
nice.
No, you're not going to be an awesome parent every day. And I think that's something that takes a little while to understand because
that's good to hear.
You want to do your best at all times, but some days it's just not going to happen for you.
It's kind of sobering to hear because I didn't I just assumed I would be a good parent every day. But you're right. And when you say it, I think about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you're right.
But it's not about effort. You try to.
Yeah.
But some days it's just not going to work. Maybe you're wrapped up in work and you're not really engaging with your kid enough, which is something exacerbated enormously by people working from home a lot more now during COVID and so on. You're there in the house, but you're not actually there.
Yeah, maybe I don't have time for parenting because I'm making a podcast about parenting.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Well, that would be an irony that we would probably not be too comfortable with at some point. But, you know, I think it's easy sometimes when you're working from home and you've got a lot on to kind of float through the day without making much of a connection with the people in the house with you.
Yep. Yeah, I get that.
Maybe you've reached the absolute capacity with a piece of behavior from your kid and your reaction is a culmination of the 50 times previously you've asked them to stop doing that, but all the kid sees is you getting worked up at the one time they just did then.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Maybe you're just down yourself, you know, and trying to work on making yourself feel better rather than giving your kids positive energy. All this kind of thing happens, whatever it may be.
What do you reckon is a good ratio of good days of parenting to bad days? 6 and 4? Six bad days, 4 good days. one in 20 bad day.
I think one bad day in 20. Yeah. I think you're doing well if one in 20 is you go. You know, I'm going to say, well, it depends how you're going to define bad parenting. Yeah. Now, bad parenting, some people might define it as just not paying your kids as much attention as they'd like one day.
Yeah.
To, you know,
traumatic life event.
I was going to see some sort of horrible occurrence.
Yeah.
So, I think, it depends what your scale is of bad parenting. But, you know, from my perspective, if I'm just looking at the, and this is kind of what I feel guiltiest about, just not having enough time.
Yeah, I understand that. Can I give you a point that I've been thinking about on the time thing? Which it's so simple and it's like everyone's going to say you're an idiot for thinking about this. But just thinking when I'm having a baby girl, by the way, I don't know if we discussed this, so I will refer to her with the she pronoun until she tells me different or he tells me different whenever they want.
Yeah.
But it's going to be crazy when on her second day of life and I'm holding her and thinking like I'm holding her for 25% of her life now. Like, you know, like it's that weird concept that like – when you're only one day old, that next 24 hours will be half your life. Like, that blows my mind for some reason, the kind of weird thing that, like, it's a time thing, I suppose, as much as anything.
Hopefully you give up on that after a little while because just every day you're just calculating, just going, okay, 0.14 of your existence, I've held you. Yeah.
Can I give you a dad thing that I've already come up with and have been pushing on my wife a lot, and she says, if you do this, you're going to be in so much trouble. But I've been threatening a lot to do the she wasn't born yesterday joke a lot on day two of life. Yeah.
Just ringing everyone in your contact list.
Yeah. No, she's not making dinner yet. She wasn't born yesterday. Oh, she was.
Though. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You get one crack at that. So yeah, I think she's not going to let you have one go at
oh, she will. That joke. She won't have seen it. She'll have to listen.
Just don't ring her.
Yeah. Yeah, the bad husbanding days will be more than the bad parenting. Well,
that's a separate podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a spin-off.
Husband pants?
Yeah, husband pants.
I like it.
And Monty started that with saying, you might call me an idiot, but if you want to call him an idiot, the find our social channels, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We've got a Facebook community group. You can join that.
We really want this whole thing to be just as much about me learning about being a dad and Stu learning more stuff about being a dad as you guys learning about being a dad. So send in any questions and we'll do our darndest to research them and find out answers for you as well.
Exactly. So wrapping up that kind of point about you're not going to be a good parent every day, whatever the case may be, whatever's going on, it's really important to understand that, you know, it's fine and normal to have not so good parenting days. Like, it's going to happen. It would be extremely weird if you were awesome at anything consistently every day.
It's right? True.
And parenting's no different. Obviously, you're going to feel bad if you think you've let your kid down in some way, but you need to realize that it is, well, what it is, an off day, and you move on and try again tomorrow. That's
good advice. Yeah. That's good to hear, Stu.
So, why dad pants? We were trying to think of ways to encapsulate the idea and the feeling of moving on from being a somewhat selfish, somewhat reckless, self-absorbed younger person with probably minimal responsibilities to suddenly being responsible for guiding a human through this crazy friggin' world.
You know? Which seems to get exponentially crazier by the year.
Yeah, exactly. And to us, the metaphor of taking off your little boy pants and putting on some adult dad pants worked for us. It's kind of a clear transitional kind of thing.
Yeah.
And also the name didn't seem to be taken by anyone, which was an annoying issue. It's an annoying issue when you try and start a podcast at all of any kind. There's 50 other podcasts with the same name. Monty, you wanted to call it Daddy Issues?
Yeah, that, I'll shout out to my wife on that one. That was Lindsay's idea. She wanted to call it Daddy Issues.
Oh, okay. So the thing...
I think is funny.
Yeah, I think it's good. Would have worked. Yeah. But the thing is that there are already a bunch of pods out there with that name. But also I thought it might get the wrong message across, i.e. that we're trying to get back at our fathers in some way by doing a crappy podcast.
Which we are, but that's more surreptitious.
Yeah, that's just, you know, for us. Yeah. Other people don't need to know that. Yeah. Anyway, this pod will be myself and Monty discussing his foray into fatherhood, as we said. But we'll also talk to some other guests. And as well, we have a team of dad experts. They're called the Pants Panel. These are three men, Matt, Rich, and Ben, who have a breadth of parenting knowledge between them. And more importantly, they have a passion for all things dadness. So we'll be referring to them and asking them for help quite often, I'm sure, during this podcast series.
I hope they got a breadth of pants as well.
Well, between them, they fill a pant out quite nicely. Thank you very much.
On the topic of guests, I think we'll have some other people too. I'd like to get my father on one day so we can do a bit of granddad pants, well, you know.
And get some of those daddy issues out of the way.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of interesting people I'd like to talk to about it. Some other dads of different kind of, you know, dad genres.
Yeah, but I think probably the way it's going to work out because you're – child is coming, you know, in the next month or so.
Yes.
So we'll probably do a few episodes before the child's born and then you might go away for a little while and then come back and talk about your experience when you're ready to because we all remember.
Love it.
I'll just talk to the pants panel while you're away.
Yeah, please do.
And
I can send communique from our...
No, we don't want to hear from you.
Oh.
Anyway, thank you for listening. Hope you stick with us through this journey. Please join the socials. Send in any thoughts or ideas about things to talk about. We'll certainly look at them and address them. And have yourself a lovely day.
Thanks, guys.
This is a podcast called... You just dropped a pen on the fucking table immediately.
Well, I thought I'd get it out of the way. It won't pick up that. They won't hear
Yes, it will.
No, it won't hear.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.